Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Okay, I've seen my wife go to a makeup counter and try on samples and thought, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, but they clean those off between uses, right?
They're supposed to, but a woman in New York is suing a cosmetics company to get the industry to provide individual disposable samples. She claims she got herpes from a lipstick an employee applied on her.
Is that possible?
Maybe. She claimed 2 days after she tried the sample, her lips swelled and she was diagnosed with a cold sore. Cold sores come from an infection with the herpes simplex virus type 1, or HSV-1, and there's no cure.
The virus stays dormant in nerve cells until reactivated by anything from sun exposure to emotional distress. Up to 90% of adult Americans have been exposed to HSV-1. For most people, these infections are rarely serious, but HSV-1 infections of the eye is a leading cause of blindness in the U.S.
The woman suing may have acquired a primary HSV-1 infection from the lipstick if a previous customer had an active infection, but she may have simply reactivated a latent HSV-1 she already had.
It'll be challenging for her to prove the cold sore came from the lipstick sample, but it is possible to contract a variety of bacteria from sharing makeup, especially eye makeup. Samples of makeup displays reveal half, and on busy weekends, all samples contain bacteria like Staphylococcus, Micrococcus, Pseudomonas, and even E. coli.
We don't know if makeup samples can harbor viruses, but some viruses are very stable, so it's possible. If you insist on trying makeup, take precautions. Try squeeze lotions. Ask makeup to be cleaned with alcohol. Lipstick with the top scraped off. And don't share makeup brushes.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.